My name is Marie Harrison. My particular area of concern is Baby Hunters Point.
Coming across the Bay Bridge off to the south, what you'll notice first of all are several large smokestacks. One of the largest being Marant, which is less than an 8-minute walk from the Hunters Point power plant. Both located in the southeast sector of San Francisco, both extremely heavy polluters, both in dire need to be leaving our community, if I can say that.
At this particular moment, we're engaged in a battle to shut down an old, outdated power plant. The lifespan of a plant is 25 years, ours is 75. I'm not standing for it.
This plant is not crossed a major field from houses. It's not off to the backside. It is located directly across from homes. We're right there. It is listed as one of the largest freestanding sources of pollution within San Francisco by itself.
I want to bring on Regina, another one of my mothers. I want you to listen to my mothers very carefully. They may not speak English as well as some of you, but they have a point to be made. They live it and breathe it every single day. They deserve justice, and this is not just to have them live and to have their children sick daily behind this plant.
Hello, my name is Regina Peters, and I live at 220 West Point. Now, I hope they shut down the PG&E because I got grandkids, and they get sick off and on. I get headache, my stomach feels.
10% of Baby Hunters Point residents have reported having asthma. There's some 5.6% naturally. Among children, the asthma rate was 1 in 6 or 15.5%. Cervical cancer and breast cancers has double the rates found in other parts of the Bay Area. But at one point in Baby Hunters Point, breast cancer in African American women under the age of 50 were at a national high. So out of 49 miles, we are 3.85% of the city. We house all of the heavy industry, two major freeways. Jesus, there is over 100 underground leaking hazardous waste tanks. There's over 124 hazardous waste handlers. There's over 100 brownfields. Those are areas that are in great need of cleaning. The Hunters Point Shipyard, which is in great need of cleaning. There is a parcel on the shipyard that is E. E is by far the worst of all the areas there. It backs up to the back of the hill and across from public housing. Private housing sits on top of it. And that's where we had a fire that burned for 21 days from under the ground. This is, oh God, back in 2000, I believe. On the 21st day, in a community meeting that we were hosting at the library right on 3rd Street, one of the commanding officers rushed in with 30 flyers in his hand stating, "We knew you guys were having this meeting, so we bought this these flyers out so you can hand them out." You know, those red and yellow and blue flames that were shooting up out of the ground? They're actually toxic, and we want to let you make the community aware of this. This was going on for 20 days. This is the 21st day. There's over 3,500 people in that one little community. He bought us 30 flyers, and I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with this picture? So to this day, the Navy will not tell you what's in Parcel E. I honestly believe that they do not know. They also are not willing to say that fire is out. There has been 56 fires since that 21-day fire, scattered all over that shipyard. The majority of them were either surrounding Parcel E or right in Parcel E again. And keep in mind, they want to build houses there. They want people to live there, to play there, to go to school there, to go to church. So you drop some cement in there, and the notion was that you would build a building. If you were going to build a building, you would not have a sub-basement or a basement. So your foundation would be a thin layer of cement on top of another layer of cement that was capping what you have down there. Cement, please believe me, is not the cure-all. Okay, it doesn't work. Cement will hold oil in, but oil, like water, will find its way out. a lot of people in our community came here just simply to work in that shipyard, which accounts for the large home ownership in our communities, because that was a very good paying job. Men and women who came out of the South and worked there, who raised their families, were able to buy homes, not just rent apartments, but to buy homes right there in Bayview Hunters Point. When you have a fixed income, it's not so easy to pack up and move. You can't just pick up, you can't just say, oh, you know what, the hell with y'all. You won't kill any more of my children. I'm taking my children and moving away. Because the problem is that you might be able to move your children, but what happens to your sisters and your brothers, your best girlfriend that you went to school with and her children, your grandmother who can't or won't leave a house that she's been in for over 50 years? There is no way that I can see that I will not, no matter where I live, not be part of the struggle that's going on in Bayview Hunters Point. You can't just walk away from all these illnesses, all this pollution, all these birth defects. But this community does not have to be that way. And the idea that eventually they're going to shut down the plant, eventually they're going to clean up the shipyard, the sheer fact of the matter is that we can do a whole lot better than we're doing.